Welcome to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business.
All right, welcome to another great show. We've got a tremendous show. We're packed today. Boy, I've been having to bump guests all day. First, we're going to start off with our tech show. We've got Andre Senni. He's our CRE Tech Solutions person. He holds a master's degree in real estate development from Cornell, and he studied at Drexel, too. We've also got Linda Day Harrison on. She's the founder of The Broker List, one of the most pervasive online sources for real estate information. Then in the second half of the show, we go entrepreneurship. We've got Leanne Buchanan on. She's the executive director of the Venture Cafe, sponsored by the Knight Foundation. We're going to talk about how she's helping to build Miami from the ground up. And then we're going to end with Gabe Suarez. He's the founder of Natural Life Franchise Corp. That guy sells pot plants. Boy, I can't wait to talk to him and see how he does that legally. But let's start with our entrepreneur, Freedom Tech Focus. Take it away, Andreas. Tell us a little bit about Linda. And Linda, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Welcome, Linda. I could not be more excited. Third month here. Going through the show, Linda, as one of the best and well-known community builders over at The Broker List. And believe it or not, Jim, top 10 real estate influencer winner, like you, from last year.
Awesome.
One of the top 20 female leaders.
Linda, The Broker's List is a place where people gather and market their properties and brand themselves. Tell me a little bit of how that works.
Well, we started the community, believe it or not, we're old timers back in 2011, so we've been around a long time, and it was a slow process in the beginning. Everybody told me I was herding cats, which I think I still am, and the concept was to just lead the brokers to the world of digital marketing and being online. Back then when we started, they weren't, and a lot of them now are. So we use social media, we use our blog, and then of course what everybody loves to look for are listings and, you know, their profiles and things about their company to bring people together. And Google loves us for that because we are a niche and we're relevant to that topic. It's all commercial real estate, and that makes a difference for SEO when everything is sort of amassed in one spot.
So then I'm a broker. I'm sitting in Miami. I have a listing. What do I need the broker's list for? Why do I need to be on the broker's list?
Well, it's another tool in your drawer, and it's free. I think that's refreshing. We there's no cost to join. You can step into a network of over 8,000 verified brokers with just a snap of a finger. You don't have to build anything. You don't have to do anything. You can just step into our site, join. We verify you. We make sure you really are who you say you are and that you really are in commercial. And then once you get on our platform, you can add a want or need, whatever you want to call that, which is I'm looking for, you know, 5,000 square feet, or you can post a listing, or you can show a closed deal. Then you can have a profile, and you can really enhance your profile, which makes it better for you. So when people search, they find you. You can have, you know, everyone in your office on our site on one page to kind of show a unity and a kind of depth of your office and your company. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you want to do online that help people find you. And this is just another tool in your drawer. There's many of us out there, you know, the Quantum Listings and, you know, a lot of different sites, but we are free. So I think that's a huge advantage, especially to someone starting out.
Yeah. Now, how many transactions ran through your site last year, Linda?
Oh God, I am the last analytical person in the world. I don't know.
Lots is a fine answer. Lots is a fine answer.
I wish I
lots. That's a lot, right? You did a lot last year, right?
Well, and the other thing too that we're really proud of is we were one of the first build out partners, so we do get a lot of traffic from them. A lot of our members have jumped to the build out platform, which is fabulous, which lets them syndicate. So we have people entering, still entering manually, And then we still have people, you know, we still have people that are build-out members that are syndicating to us as well.
Andres, help me understand what she's talking about.
Yeah, so Linda's platform is a community, a collective of brokers sharing needs and leads. Remember those broker luncheons everyone's so famous for in the commercial industry?
Yes.
Online, made it easy. And then as brokers have evolved, or, you know, the industry has evolved, now they want more and more tools. So Linda helps work with brokers, similar to the way Siri Collaborative does, only we focus on connecting the technologies. She focuses on just connecting the people.
Right.
Is that a fair statement? Yeah.
Yes, it is, because I believe that we are a B2B industry. I know that brokers want to have the, you know, deal come in without a broker, but, you know, those are hard to get. So I still look at the reality that you need another broker. And I know technology is allegedly trying to replace that, but I believe, and I think the DNA of CRE has proved it year after year, that relationships are the most important in our industry.
Well, 100%.
So, Jim, you and I were talking about this. You were saying how you sit in the cafe, and what drives your business?
The people that walk in the door that I invite.
Right.
It's actually really cool. But it was funny today because I'm sitting at the cafe, and my client goes to me, let's meet, the cafe is literally around the corner of Rizzo's. He goes, let's meet at, I'll say it, I don't mind, Dr. Smooth's, which I love Dr. Smooth's. My wife loves it. Yeah, I'm getting thumbs up from everybody. How about that? Huh? We're going to have to do this. We're going to have lunch at Dr. Smooth's. I'm not really an avocado guy, but for you, okay. So, it's just tremendous. He goes, let's meet at Dr. Smooth's. I go, dude, your office is around the corner. But the reality is that all this is based for me off of my personal relationships. But let's face it, I know I don't look it. Hi, everybody on film. But I'm 59 years old now. That's right. Here, give me one of these. You can meet my wife
Jim,
later.
Jim, I'm older than you.
Yeah, no, that's not true. That's not true. But anyway, but the point is that, and it's all about eating and working out. You know, I'm all excited. My 5 o'clock got canceled so I can go to the gym. But anyway, the most important thing to me is face-to-face. The most important thing to me is the relationships. And in the business, I always say that you start the real estate business, it's a mentorship business. So you need to start with people. If you don't have people to mentor you, you've got to go someplace where the people are. And today the people are where, Linda? Online.
On the broker
list. You missed it. I served it up.
CRE Collaborative.
Exactly.
Yeah.
CRE Collaborative brings the technologies together so that you can work with the people that the broker's list introduces you to. Am I getting it, Jen Andreas?
I think you're hitting it on the head. Okay. Build out, to bring it full circle.
Tell me what build out is.
They produce your marketing materials. They make you look slick, but they have
to push it. Database. It's a database for all of your content, all of your property.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So.
And what you do is you basically, in fact, I was just talking to a customer this morning about it. In fact, I had two very interesting calls this morning, but one of them was about build out. A lot of people that, you know, are new to technology don't understand what it's doing, but basically what it's doing is letting you put everything in one place. It's the heart. And then from there, it pushes out all the content to your different preferred providers. So if you like Quantum Listing or you like Brevitas or you like the broker list or whatever site you prefer, you can simply click a button that says syndicate and it will go to us with no extra labor. And a lot of companies have found it's proven that it saves man hours, so they could literally take their staff and give them more important things to do than typing over and over again. In addition to that, once you join BuildOut, they spend, I don't know, countless hours setting you up, designing your marketing materials, designing your brand, and locking it in consistently. So if you have an office of 10 or 200 brokers, whatever, they go into build out to make a flyer or whatever. Everything stays the same and consistent for your brand.
Well, that's
and it's painless.
That's extraordinarily important, especially when you're herding cats, Linda.
Yes, it's critical.
So, you know, well, so consistency of branding.
Making it easier for the brokers.
Well, the most important thing is constant presentation of the brand, which I think is important.
Right.
People are lost.
Right.
People are lost out there. So, you know, Linda can help guide the individual and you guide the technology. Is that the way it kind of works, Andreas?
That's right. And Bill Dow pushes the marketing.
Okay. So somebody's an innocent broker. They're sitting in their office. They've got a telephone. They've got a desk. They've got a couple of listings. They're totally confused and overwhelmed. You guys can help them find the promised land. Is that what's going on here?
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Linda. Sorry.
And I was going to say, to me, I think in our business, everybody needs to, I hate to say this, but this is my saying, wise men duplicate and fools create. If you're sitting at your desk and you're just starting out, you come to the broker list, you start reading all of our blogs, you start following our leaders, you follow all of our members, you see what they're doing, you follow the patterns and look, and you're going to have your own flavor and your own way of doing things, but it gives you a guideline. How do I do this digital marketing? How do I make myself known? How do I get out there? How do I get on a national platform? You just join our site and you're just pushed to the front. You're just right there. You're right at the top because we push you out there. And it's not just your neighborhood. So you have both. You can have local and national exposure on our platform.
Now, let's say let me ask another question because one of our listeners sent me a question. Let's say that somebody's a developer. Can they market their product through your platform? And this question comes from my friend Mitch. Mitch Feldman.
If we can verify them, that's the hardest thing for us, is because we just don't want the general public on our site. If they're a verified commercial professional, yes, they can use our platform. If they're a REIT and they have a lot of properties, they should be on our platform. Anybody with properties, if you're an owner of property, developer or REIT or any in that fashion, and we can verify it, then you can be on our platform and use our site. We just want it to continue to be relevant and stay focused on commercial real estate. We just don't want, the problem is if we have the general public, we have no idea who they are, but with our industry, we can verify people through profiles, through licenses, through company websites. And that's what we do when someone joins our site. We immediately look at their domain name, check them out on LinkedIn, check out all their social media. We can tell you in probably less than 60 seconds if they're legit.
Oh, well,
is there a threshold to be legit on your site, your broker?
I'm sorry, what, Andreas? I didn't hear you.
Is there a threshold as a CCIMer and so forth? You know, different organizations have a different level of quality.
I'll be honest with you. We have people joining with Hotmail accounts, Yahoo accounts. They do not get accepted. Anybody that joins our site with a free email, they get kicked back and they get an email from our system that says, we're sorry, but we can't verify you without a corporate email. Please let us know. Tell us why you should be allowed to join us. And then they kick back and they email us back and say, oh my gosh, Linda, you know, I'm sorry I use Yahoo, but here's my real email. You can verify it. Or, you know, my company, you know, didn't give me an email address yet. I just moved to a new office. And, you know, we get the story and then we verify that.
That's fantastic. And Jim, just to bring it again full circle on that, the verified community of brokers exchanging ideas, like that luncheon, like those breakfasts, like those meetings, we all went to them at one point or another.
Yes.
And the other thing I think a broker knows well is, one, how to save time, or he tries to save time. And then the second is to keep surgeons in surgery and put tasks that aren't meant for him on the shoulders of others. And that's where Siri Collaborative takes off on the technology side. So similar to staying relevant or staying at the cutting edge, we focus on the tech so brokers don't have to.
Hold on.
They focus on deal.
Let's take a break, and then we'll be right back with a little bit more real estate property technology with the broker's list and the Real Estate Collaborative. You guys hang out. Can you do another segment?
Absolutely.
Awesome. We'll be right back after this with great information you can use right away to become more profitable.
Illiquid to act with insufficient tact. everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, 72-hour exchange. You can take a full 3 days to be certain you love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Get your motor running.
Head out on the highway. Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. If you need financing, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why would you do that? Well, I help families all across South Florida execute their real estate plans. I recently helped one family in downtown Miami sell their land to one of the big national developers. I helped another client up in Fort Lauderdale. He needed to liquefy his portfolio. We did that for him in less than a month. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
If I leave here tomorrow.
Welcome back to Fried on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Fried One. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're having a great show. We got a great show today. We're doing Fried on Tech. We've got our tech friends with us, Andre Seni. He's here. He is the founder of the Real Estate Collaborative. And we've got Linda Day Harrison on. She's the founder of the Brokers List, where people come together to do real estate deals. Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Thank you.
Good to be back, Jim.
Now, Linda, where does the Brokers List go from here? As the prop tech space evolves, how do you think you'll be evolving?
Well, we're actually going through that process right now, believe it or not. We're literally going through our entire site, page by page, deciding what's still relevant, what's not. We're an older site, so it's extremely challenging. We are trying to focus, of course, on being as, you know, mobile as humanly possible. But we're also looking to incorporate one of the biggest things, is which is video, more into our site. And more interactive components to the site. So that's an excellent question. And it's painstaking, because once you have an older platform, it's really hard to change over. But we are going through that process this year.
Yeah,
so
but isn't
look for changes to come.
Isn't the fact that you're older give you better SEO?
Well, yeah, we're not only that, but we're more, you know, we're credible and our name's been out there a long time. So that's really good. But I'm talking about the user experience, you know, when you asked about, you know, where we're going.
Yeah. The user experience is going to have more video. What are you going to do? Embed video, allow people to do 3D technology on their listing, stuff like that?
You know, I don't know yet, but right now we do allow people to upload video. But what I would love people to be able to do is actually just really do the video right on our platform, where they could literally talk and record, like, right there.
Oh, wow.
So we're looking into things like that, where they could literally just click on a link and record their pitch instead of it just being words.
No.
Because one of the things I've noticed is, myself personally, when I'm on the internet, if I see a picture, that's great. But today, my eyes are just more attracted to video.
Well, video moves. It's going to get your attention. It's a well-known fact. Now, Andreas, what are you seeing coming up in the technology space as far as creating gathering places and collaboration? If that's not a softball, I don't know what is.
It's all about connectivity. Nothing's changed there in real estate overall. It's connectivity between people, and now between your tech, to save time, handshakes. You know, our platform specifically, we've had a huge focus this year on full-blown social media analytics and promotional tools for your data. Not that we, that's just part and parcel. So connections between people and then connections between the technologies.
You know, what
I've your CRM.
Recently I met with a young man. He's an architect. He does all these great books and everything, but all of these proposals all have what I call the canned information. So you have a variety of sources on your platform that can help me put together a book like that, where I can get the canned zoning information, where I can get canned economic data, stuff like that?
We've got a search one and done portal that will allow you to not only identify a property nationwide, 27 million properties, but get any information or any type of technology you need to close a deal, or at least introduce you to it. Because that's what we do, connect the technologies.
Okay.
Connect you to them.
Okay, so I found a deal on Linda's platform. I want to underwrite it. I go to real estate. I go to your platform.
You go to CRE Collaborative.
Okay.
Yeah. Type in the address.
Okay.
Pull it up. You'll see today, you'll see the tax data through one of our partners, ZipAnalyzer. You'll see economic growth data and 11 other indicators on the stability of the area or the potential for the area. Through another partner, you can actually have it underwritten in minutes. Well, not minutes, but close to. In a much shorter time frame than ever before. And all that on the property detail page. You scroll down, here's another function. Here's another function. We understand your point of need because we come from this world. We're brokers ourselves. We're investors ourselves. So we know the stages you're going through. Site selection, site review, due diligence. And we provide the tools to make that easier in a portal that gets you there faster.
So really, it's all about efficiency and it's getting to the deal faster. That's why it's all important. So to me, then that's why people need to participate with you.
Yeah, participate. That's exactly right. Collaborating in commercial real estate.
Now,
no brainer. It's in the name.
Okay. Now I've got a question from Howard Guy. He sent me a message on Facebook. He asked me, how does somebody get going on Creco AI?
Simply go to creco.ai and click join. It's free to join. Like Linda, we do verify that you're some in the real estate industry. However, we do provide a public portal that anybody can search and index if you want to look for technologies, properties, or other professionals, directories.
Okay, so then it's a website,
creco.ai or CRE Collaborative, because we collaborate. In commercialrealestate.com.
So then I sign up, then what happens?
You sign up and our support team will work with you hand in hand to promote yourself, set up your profile, and then talk to you about your technology needs. Make sure you have the tools, like the broker list, if you don't, that you need to be successful. And we will continue to work with you, handle your technology from end to end for you, if you choose, or you can do it yourself through our marketplace.
So this is basically then a way for the individual broker to be as big as the big guys.
That's exactly right. The truth of the matter is 4.3 million real estate professionals are the individuals, or the small to medium sized firms, and they do 90% of the transaction volume.
I wouldn't doubt it. I know so, I do. I do a lot of volume, and I do it from my office in my house where I gather with my friends who give me strength and ideas. Listen, we're almost out of time. I want to give the last word to Linda. Linda, tell me again, who's the person that most benefits from being working with you in the broker's list?
Well, we have several customers that benefit, but mainly it's focused on commercial real estate brokers. But we also have our advertisers who are like dear friends who have been with us for years and years, who are part of our community as well. And they all blog with us. So I think everybody benefits, and the public benefits, because our site is open to the public. The public can't join our site, but they can use our site. They can research properties. They can find a broker. They can find a brokerage company. So everybody really does benefit. But I do want to say, don't forget to take our survey, the DNA of CRE. And I just want to mention that real quick, because that's really important right now.
Yes.
We're trying to get 1,000 respondents, and that's going on till the end of this month.
And what is it about?
It's about our entire industry. We have two prongs to our survey. We have the marketers edition and the brokers edition. This is our 5th year anniversary. And we have over 25 promo partners out there trying to promote our survey. because the data is for everybody, and we share the raw data with anybody who likes to do analytics. And it's information about how brokers work, you know, their salaries, what kind of social media they're using, what tools they're using, how they work, how many hours they spend on tasks. It's a very in-depth survey. It also sheds light on the demographics of our industry, age, sex, that kind of thing. So it's interesting.
Where do people find the survey?
I hope you take the survey.
I'm going to. I'm asking you where to find it.
Well, if you Google it or go to the broker list, any of our platforms, you're going to see it on our right at the top of our page. Just click on the banner, thebrokerlist.com, and right at the top, or Twitter or Facebook. It's everywhere. I mean, I don't think you can escape it right now.
Hold on. I'm looking for it.
DNA of CRE.
The hashtag is DNA of CRE. And the best part is, this is our first year. We're doing raffle prizes, and our prizes are incredible. We just gave out a $250 Amazon gift card.
Ooh.
We are giving out tons of raffle prizes, so get in there now.
I'm
and
doing
get
it.
Your survey in, because our grand prize is a $500 Visa gift card. So
wow.
Spread the word.
This is tremendous.
We're giving prizes out at all the milestones, 50, 150, 50, 100, 150, 200, 250. So every time somebody takes a survey, it helps us get closer. And then what we're doing is a combination of random drawings and then milestone drawings. So it's a lot of fun.
Wow, this is absolutely tremendous. This is a tremendous survey.
Yeah.
I'm taking it now.
Now, on the top right corner of the survey page is the history of DNA, all the four-year results. We have reports, we have infographics, and then we have appendixes. We have so much data in there about our industry. It's staggering.
Wow. What gender do you prefer? Would you prefer? And then I prefer not to identify. I mean, these surveys are changing so fast.
I know, Jim. We added that. That's new.
Wow. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank you guys so much. I almost got sucked into taking the survey and forgetting what time it was. So listen, Andreas.
Thank you, Jim.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Linda, how do people find the broker list? And Andreas, how do people find you?
Thebrokerlist.com or the broker list anywhere, because we have that name on all social media.
Andreas.
CRE Collaborative. CREcollaborative.com, creco.ai, CRECO.ai for short. Or you can always call 203-307-2242. We love the phone as much as any other real estate professional.
Hey, listen, I love you guys. Thank you so much, Linda, for coming on. I can't wait to have you on again. This is tremendous stuff. Thank you so much for creating such a wonderful community for the real estate brokers. Andreas, I'll talk to you offline as we continue to work on our real estate deals. Oh, it's my pleasure, Linda. You're the best. I can feel your smile,
Andreas,
all the way through the phone.
Thanks, Linda.
You guys are sweethearts. We're so grateful. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. We're grateful
Looking
for you.
Looking forward to the next segment next month.
You Thanks, got it, guys.
Yeah.
It's going to be a done deal. Bye-bye. Now we're going to have Leanne Buchanan on. She's the executive director of the Venture Cafe in Miami. They're supported by the Knight Foundation. They're growing our economy with blocking and tackling, so stick with us. I am really excited to talk to these folks next.
Yeah, running down a dream. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes.
Hey everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, the 72-hour exchange. You can take a full 3 days to be certain you love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. That's right. If you need financing, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need to sell your urban land? I can help with that too. I have friends and clients all across the country that are just waiting to help you capitalize your real estate transaction. Want to finance your high-rise residential project? Just raised $15 million from an institutional pension fund to do that. That's right. It's different every time because your project isn't the same as everybody else's. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Another one bites the dust.
Welcome back to Fried on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Fried One. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Boy, I am really excited about this next guest, Leanne Buchanan. She's the executive director of Miami's Venture Cafe. The Knight Foundation really invested in their business recently. Their mission is to expand the diversity of high growth businesses in Miami. I can't think of a more important role as Miami continues to grow into an international city. Welcome, Leanne Buchanan.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Now, tell me a little bit about Venture Cafe, because I read about Venture Cafe, but whenever I read about it, I always think about people having lunch.
That's often the common misconception, but I love what you talked about earlier on in the show about relationships and how much that matters for business. So Venture Cafe is really about how do we grow the ecosystem, to use your buzzword.
Oh, I love this lady. She's tremendous.
The ecosystem around entrepreneurs and innovators and people growing businesses in Miami. And how do we connect them to the resources, the capital, the talent, and pretty much anything that they need to scale and grow their ventures.
Oh, totally. So it sounds like Fried on Business is a great resource, given the last half hour.
Perfect partners.
Oh, my gosh.
It's funny, the way we do that, which most people know, is with our Thursday gathering, which I think you've yet to be.
I'm going to go to that. You know I'm going to go to that.
But you totally need to come, because on Thursdays, we get together about 200 to 300 people every week.
Thursdays? What time?
From 4 to 9 p.m. at the Cambridge Innovation Center, which is right at the corner of Alapata, Wynwood, and Overtown, an area that, as a person in real estate, you know a lot about.
Oh, I can't wait to go to this. This is going to be tremendous. I'm going to meet all the people that are building Miami from the ground up.
Exactly. And not only is it just a place to connect with people and build relationships, but on any given Thursday, there's between 10 to 12 workshops, breakout sessions, pitch opportunities, and one-on-one advising opportunities with lawyers, accountants.
Oh, wow, this is great.
And it's all free.
We have to go to this, Reagan. We have to go to this. We have to interview some of these people. This is going to be tremendous. I can't wait. We'll do some live stuff there, too.
Plus, the icing on the cake, there's beer and wine.
Well, beer and wine is really, I don't like beer and wine at these things because, you know, I get a little loosened up with that. I like to really be on focus. But yeah, beer and wine is good, too. Let's say I go to the Venture Cafe, I walk in, it's Thursday, the room is full of how many people?
So we actually have tons of different breakout rooms over the course of two floors. So you'll see an average of 200 to 300 every night, but the largest room maybe has about 150 people.
Okay.
And there's a workshop or a talk or a conversation going on. But, you know, what Knight Foundation invested in us recently to do is to look at how we can put some resources behind high growth businesses that are not technical. In the non-tech space, thinking about those Main Street food and beverage or consumer products companies, because often they're ignored because people are thinking about tech.
My favorite restaurant in downtown, Fratello Milano, got started with a microloan. A microloan is what started that, and they cooked upstairs. So I am down with that. The most difficult thing to do in this town is to get a small business open. It's one of the reasons I ran for city commission. Yeah, we're going to start doing politics on the show. The hell with it. Permitting is tough. Financing is tough. People run out of their key money and their pre-opening money before they get started. How can you help somebody
overcome those speed bumps that are naturally occurring in our town, unfortunately.
So there's a couple ways that we begin to think about how Venture Cafe will pull in all the resources that are often in Miami that most people don't know about. So the Thursdays is one way because the workshops and sessions are hosted by a variety of organizations, including the City of Miami has been there. So you get access to government players or accelerators, incubators, or other resources in the Miami community that you just have to walk into Venture Cafe and it's there.
Wow.
The second way, thinking more about this passport program, is for those businesses like maybe a Dr. Smoot or a Panther Coffee, for example, that are really positioned to expand and grow even further. They might have multiple locations. They're doing $750 to $1 million revenue a year.
Coyo Taco.
Love Coyo. Big fan of the mushroom taco. But then how do they get connected to capital? How they get connected to national leaders who have grown companies outside of the state of Florida and nationally, so they can learn kind of those technical operational pieces that you don't often have time to learn if you're not enrolled in a course or a
school. You're tremendous. Where'd you come from?
So I'm from Canada.
Eh? Where'd you go to school?
So I'm a lawyer by trade. I'm a recovering attorney. So I practice law here in Miami.
Never got it right, did you?
I saw the light. No, I love trying cases. I was a trial lawyer.
Where were you an attorney?
So I worked at Rivero Mestre in the Gables. Uh-huh. And then when I left law, I was at Berger Singerman. And they've got an office in Fort Lauderdale and Miami.
Mitch.
You know Mitchell Berger is great.
So how'd you get hooked up with the Venture Cafe? And what is the Venture Cafe? It sounds really cool, but I don't know what it is.
So we have a mutual friend. So Matt Hagman, when he was at Knight Foundation, Matt and I met for lunch and I said, I want to get involved in the startup and innovation space and I'm going to leave law, but I don't want to do something that will kind of put on the shelf all of the years of business experience that I had representing kind of multinational corporations, startups, and high net worth individuals. And I really love being involved in the community. And he said, there's this thing called Venture Cafe that's coming to town. They're looking for someone to start it. Would you be interested in the role?
Oh, that's great.
And I said, Matt, I know nothing about startups.
That's great.
But, you know, working as a litigator, your job is to learn an industry inside and out. And so in the last 4 years, I've learned what businesses need, what people need, more importantly, to get connected is opportunities. It's really about social capital. And so a lot of what Venture Cafe endeavors to do with our programs and partnerships is really just to redistribute the social capital and opportunities that small business owners and people with ideas need to get their business off the ground. And go ahead.
No, it's okay, because I have a story for everything. So to me, the most important thing that a person involved in an entrepreneurial endeavor needs is they need to have faith and they need to be surrounded by people that believe in them. Mm-hmm. That's what makes them strong. You can accomplish just about anything if you have people that believe in you and that go along. And it sounds to me like the Venture Cafe provides people that would otherwise be operating in a vacuum with an ecosystem, as I called it earlier, to move forward lawyers, CPAs, investors, co-collaborators. How do you put all these people together and find them?
So that's a really great question. And I think you hit the nail on the head. It's really about breaking down those silos. You know, in Miami, it's impossible to get across the 836 to the other side of town. And most people are never going to drive.
No, they're not.
But the interesting thing about at least our Thursday gatherings is in 3.5 years, we've seen about 50,000 people sign in. And we've partnered with about 1,000 different organizations to host these breakout sessions.
And you have all that on a mailing list.
And we do have it all on a mailing list.
Oh, this is the lady to know.
But I think more importantly, what Venture Cafe does is we create the platform so that other organizations who want to serve a particular population, who have resources that are available to small business owners, can be amplified because we're creating this network effect with the Thursday. So it's really about how do we create a platform for other people to be amplified. And I think taking a step back, taking the ego out of it, is what has made us have such a substantial reach.
And so this is for low-tech industries, not high-tech industries.
So it's industry agnostic. So the recent passport program that Knight Foundation invested in is for Main Street businesses, so non-tech, but Venture Cafe more broadly does serve the tech community. In fact, when I think about one of our strongest program partners, Wincode Academy, they host their pitch nights at Venture Cafe every single time they conclude a cohort. We also partner really closely with Microsoft with a lot of the work that they're doing to support the educational sector and upskilling. And Miami EdTech, one example of an organization really training CS teachers in how they can create more computer science skill sets available to students in Miami-Dade County. They're a regular staple partner at the Thursday gatherings.
We have to find a way to really build a bench for people that can want to protect our neighborhoods and the quality of life in our community. Do you have any, we only have a couple minutes left, but do you have any of your would you call them clients or partners that go to Venture Cafe?
We would say community and partners. So partners
they're
are
community
the
partners?
Yeah, so the partners are the organizations that are hosting the
what
sessions.
What are you hearing about the fact that it's so difficult to live here right now with finding a place to live, getting around? Because if our entrepreneurial class can't have a life here, they're not going to live here.
So that's a really important conversation that often comes up with the programming that's hosted at the Thursday gathering. I think this week, for example, we're hosting the Florida Israeli Business Accelerator. And one of the conversations around that they're having is around the future of real estate and how real estate can leverage technology and innovation.
Come on, I'm not invited to this. I'm the man on all of this.
Consider this your in-person
invite.
I'm the
man on all this.
But I think more importantly, Venture Cafe does serve as a space for important civic conversations. We've had Miami Homes for All. You know, they've been really instrumental in really getting together different partners, the county, the city, for looking at a master plan to address some of the challenges around affordability and lack of housing stock for regular folks that may not have the incomes that can afford something right around the corner.
Nobody does. That's all built for people that don't live here. Last question. What made you come to Miami from Canada?
So the reason the reason I came to Miami was actually for law school. I attended University of Miami Law. But the reason why I stay in Miami, I think, is really
Better question. I want that answer.
The reason why I stay in Miami is because Miami is a young city. It's innovative and it's a city of opportunity. And I really think that someone like me who's relatively young can build and grow something in Miami and really make a difference in shaping what it looks like for entrepreneurs and innovators.
She wants to leave a legacy. She's tremendous.
Okay. Well, Miami was started by a woman who left a legacy, why not?
Yeah. Yeah. Do we know who that was?
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. Julia Tuttle. I like this lady. Leanne Buchanan. She's the executive director of Venture Cafe. I know where I'm going Thursday night, honey. I'll be late for dinner. This is tremendous. I want to thank everybody for coming on the show today. I want to thank the Knight Foundation for donating to you and for setting this whole thing up for us. I can't wait to have you on. And next time we're going to have you on with one of your success stories.
Of course. Can't wait. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for staying in Miami. I'm saying that as just a member of the community. Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, I love this lady. We're going to be right back with our next guest, our final guest for the day. It's going to be Gabe Suarez. We're going to talk about Natural Life Franchises. He sells all kinds of great plants. We're going to find out how you can make money with your green thumb. I love this stuff. Back after this, Leanne Buchanan, my star. Oh, she's the best. Back after more great info from Freed on Business.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, 72-hour exchange. You can take a full 3 days to be certain. Love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Get your motor running.
Head out on the high. Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. If you need financing, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why would you do that? Well, I help families all across South Florida execute their real estate plans. I recently helped one family in downtown Miami sell their land to one of the big national developers. I helped another client up in Fort Lauderdale. He needed to liquefy his portfolio. We did that for him in less than a month. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
If I leave here tomorrow.
Welcome back to Fried on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Fried One. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back, and we're back with Gabriel Suarez. He's the founder of Natural Life Corporation. He's a serial entrepreneur, and he's got three locations of Natural Life right now in Tampa, Jacksonville, and Tallahassee, where it was founded. And he's also a founding member of the Florida Hemp Council. So welcome to the show, Gabriel Suarez.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for welcoming me. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you? Now, tell me a little bit about your firm and the Natural Life franchise, because it's my understanding that you sell a whole bunch of interesting plants. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, basically, Natural Life franchise is a chain of retail stores that specializes in both cannabidiol CBD products as well as other holistic plants, including plants like kava, kratom, turmeric, akuma, ginseng, ashwanda, and many, many more. We're basically a natural alternative store. So we provide any type of natural alternative that has any kind of wellness properties to it, or a lot of times replaces a comparable pharmaceutical product.
So, is there, you can't sell like a CBD plant, can you?
The actual living plant, you know, you have to have a license to farm and grow,
uh-huh.
But CBD products, hemp extract, the CBD products are completely legal, federally legal, made federally legal in 2018. And because of that, we're able to sell over-the-counter all kinds of hemp CBD products, which are high CBD, very, very low to zero THC levels, classifying it as a hemp product. So you're able to get all of the wellness and benefits from the cannabis plant through hemp without having any of the THC euphoria high or needing any kind of prescription or special card to be able to access it.
Now, how do you maintain the quality of the different CBD products? Do you produce them yourselves, or do you retail them for other people?
We don't produce them ourselves. We're a reseller, so we take pride in doing a lot of legwork and upfront research to make sure we only carry quality premium products that are also compliant. So here at Natural Life, you know, we put the quality and the safety at the forefront. So we ensure that these brands are always compliant. We do our own third-party testing with everything that we carry, regardless if the manufacturer provides its own test results. And then on top of that, our staff are all certified through the CBD Training Academy as CBD coaches and CBD educators, so that we have quality, legal, thoroughly tested products sold by educated personnel that can teach you and answer your questions and educate you on the different things and how they might work or might.
So how do you educate them? Where did this, you have your own university? How did the folks that work with you get?
We don't have our own university. We partner with a university called the CBD Training Academy, and they provide all of the education for us. So it's a third party partnership that we have where all of our staff gets trained through them. And once they take the training and pass the required assessments, then they get a diploma certification, and those diplomas are all displayed and hung in all of our stores so that you can see that the gentleman helping you is certified on the product that he's telling you about.
Yeah, I always wondered about that, you know, because you walk in and they say this one's good for insomnia, this one's good for backache. How do they really know?
of the time they don't. You know, it's a lot of media propaganda these days with CBD and very little facts.
Oh, finally, an honest
actual
guy.
Research, though. It makes Love a big difference.
Guy. You can come on again.
We have somebody that's educated.
You can come on again because you were honest. So tell me, of all the plants that you sell, what are the ones that are the most popular and the impact that they have? Because, you know, I'm really curious. I don't know about a lot of those plants, but my wife makes me buy some of the powders. So I'd really be interested in the plants. I like the plants. I have a green thumb.
Absolutely. I mean, the most common plant that we sell by far is the hemp CBD plant, obviously. In many, many aspects of it, all the way to the actual raw plant. So the hemp plant will flower what looks like buds, just like you might be familiar in the THC world.
Uh-huh.
But these are completely CBD hemp flowers, compliant under federal law. And anything from that, which is the raw plant, which people make tea with it, they cook with it, all the way to smoke it, all the way to extractions of that plant, different oils and powders, and I mean anything from a gummy to a oil to a cream to a topical patch that will deliver CBD, you know, throughout an entire day. The products are endless. We have over 1,100 different products from over 20 different manufacturers.
Do you use producing. The products?
Oh, of course. This all started from a family experience. I have a younger brother with juvenile arthritis.
Mm.
And I've grown up my whole life watching him kind of suffer with that, and family tried different medication after medication for years and years and years.
Oh.
And just maybe in the past 5 years, I discovered that there had been some kind of positive results with some people out there through different cannabis products. And through that, I discovered hemp and CBD. And then as the law started changing, right as we were discovering this, we were able to acquire some from my younger brother. And this was probably about 3-ish years ago. We saw the best results we've ever seen out of any medication we ever gave him. It was like a whole new thing for him. He was able to run. We couldn't run in the last. We hadn't seen him run in 10 years, literally.
Gosh.
And he takes CBD and he's running just within days of taking CBD regularly.
Now this is
so that opened up our eyes. And then I just thought, there needs to be an outlet for this stuff. There's all these natural alternatives out there, and there's nowhere to get them, nowhere to get educated, nowhere to have access to them. You have to do a lot of your own legwork to find anything. So that was like the initial thought behind how Natural Life was born.
How come you don't have a store in Miami?
Yes,
sorry.
Well, not in Miami. We're franchising, so we have available franchise opportunities in Miami. But right now, currently today, we have 5 open functioning stores and 2 in the works. We'll have 7 within the next 60 days, but they are all located in Tampa, Jacksonville, and Tallahassee. We'll have 3 in Tallahassee, 2 in Jacksonville, and 2 in Tampa. And we have a few prospects that are going to be developing in Ocala and in South Florida, but there's plenty of opportunity still in all of the South Florida area, and we're looking to expand.
How do people get more information on how they can get a franchise for Natural Life, and when are you going to come meet me for coffee in Wynwood?
Absolutely. I'd love to meet you down there. You let me know when. But for your audience, if you're interested in learning more information about our franchise process or the opportunities, an easy way is to visit our website, naturallifefranchise.com. That'll have some basic information, a form to fill out to get the process all started. And within filling out the form on that site, we will reach out to you within a few days, or if not 24 hours. Answer all your questions and get the ball rolling in that sense.
A lot of times it's
education that we need to provide.
Give it one more time, and then we're going to make sure Samantha gets a copy of this and gets us together.
So if for anyone interested in our franchising opportunities, please visit naturallifefranchise.com for all your franchise information and any contact information for us. That is naturallifefranchise.com.
How much does it cost somebody? What do they need, $100,000, $500,000?
Yeah, the overall total complete investment to get into this and get a store from an idea to finished, you're looking at anywhere between $90,000 to $160,000. So $100,000 is a good average number.
Okay, and you can hook them up with an SBA banker that can get them going?
Absolutely. We do have financing options. We're working on multiple financing options right now. But we have a couple in the works right now, and we'll have even more over the next 30 days.
Well, we need to get you down here. We need to meet you personally. We need to drive around town, and we need to introduce you to a couple of friends, I think.
We would absolutely love that. There's a lot of interest and a lot of opportunity down in South Florida area, and the few that we have working right now are just a tease compared to how many we could really do. So we'd love to meet as many entrepreneurs and prospects that we can.
All right. Well, I know Samantha's listening. Samantha's going to get us together. Samantha is the person at Dury and Company that put all this together for us. They're one of the top PR firms in the cannabis business. And I know that their founder is one of the founding members of this Florida Hemp Council. So I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today, Gabriel. And we're looking forward to continuing to build a relationship with you and seeing you down here in Miami. And we'll be getting you this interview through Samantha to help you build your brand and get you down here in South Florida so you can really open it up and do some great things and help people feel better.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you having me on the show today.
It's my absolute pleasure, and I want to thank Samantha and Drury for putting all this together. We will be giving you a call, Gabriel. Looking forward to getting together.
Thank you, Jim. You have a good rest of your day.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Boy, talk about somebody that can get somebody healthy. Did you like that story, Reagan? That was a great story. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, I want to thank everybody for being on the show today. Of course, Andres and the folks at the Brokers List. I want to thank the folks from the Virtual Cafe. Was that it?
Venture Cafe.
Venture. Yeah, Venture Cafe, where I'm going tomorrow. I can't even remember the name. But they were tremendous. Those people, we really need to support them. The Knight Foundation was well done in doing that. And of course, I want to thank Gabriel Suarez for coming on our show and the folks at Drury for putting it all together. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, either goes out and makes it happen. So go out there and make it happen, everybody. Have a great day, and we'll see all of you next week.